Alaskans shopping for individual health insurance on the federal exchange will only be able to choose from one insurer when open enrollment starts on November 1st. Primera Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alaska is increasing premiums an average of 7.3%. As Andrew Kitchenman of APRN and KTOO reports, state officials are trying to head off bigger price increases in the future.
Juneau Montessori school teacher Lori Clark loves working with toddlers, but the 61-year-old is not sure how much longer she can afford to do it. Her job doesn't provide insurance, and she's paying $1,500 per month for individual health insurance, three times what she paid last year in New Mexico.
What choice do I have? I can be uninsured and take a risk of not being able to afford health care or hospitalization or visits to a doctor. I just wasn't, you know, I'm not a risk taker. I don't want to do that.
High insurance premiums are a problem in Alaska. For example, Primera had increases of 37 and 38% the last 2 years. And four companies have dropped out of the insurance exchange, citing an inability to offer competitive premiums that would cover their health costs. There are two reasons. Healthcare just costs more in Alaska than in other states. The other reason is a lot of Alaskans with existing health problems buy plans on the exchange, which is a central feature of the Federal Affordable Care Act. Alaska Division of Insurance Director Lori Wing Heyer says the state government wants to attract more insurers.
It's good for consumers to have a choice so that they can compare plans, compare services, compare the providers, and elect who they want to basically contract their health care insurance with. And at this point in time, consumers in Alaska in the individual market will not be able to do that.
The first step the state took was a law introduced by Governor Bill Walker and passed by the legislature. It provided $55 million in reinsurance to offset Primera's individual insurance costs in 2017 and 2018. Primera estimated it helped lessen its premium increase from nearly 10% to 7.3%. Some legislators say they don't want to pay insurers beyond 2018, so Wing Heyer is looking for a permanent source of funding for individual market reinsurance. A federal innovation waiver could help. Alaska's government plans to apply for the waiver to relax some federal rules regarding reinsurance. Wing Heyer says finding a long-term solution is important.
I think you will see insurance companies look to come to Alaska because they know that those large losses are going to go to the reinsurance program and that there is a way that they can price the insurance where they can at least break even, if not make a small profit.
Primera spokeswoman Melanie Kuhn says the company is committed to Alaska, but she says it will remain a challenge to control premiums without a long-term reinsurance fix.
You're still trying to spread a very large cost across a very small population.
It can be a tough sell. While most Alaskans qualify for federal tax credits that lower their individual insurance premium costs to less than $75 a month, those who don't qualify face high costs. Juneau insurance agent Alan Plotnick of Shattuck and Grumman Insurance says his clients are sometimes shocked by the cost of individual insurance. Some choose to pay a federal penalty of 2.5% of their income instead of buying insurance. Others qualify for a federal hardship exemption from the fee.
I've had somebody go to tears before because they just simply can't afford it and ended up not being able to get a plan. Sure, they can file for the hardship and get an exemption from the fee, but that doesn't help them get a plan and have the peace of mind of having good health insurance coverage.
Lori Clark is one of Plotnick's clients. She says she wants to stay in her teaching job, but she may have to reconsider. She's paying more for insurance each month than for her home.
It's just amazing that all my life I've had health insurance, and I never thought I'd be in this position.
The Division of Insurance is aiming to file for the innovation waiver by October 31st. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.